This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 432, Lessons from Ekaterina's IELTS Journey to an Overall 7.5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear an interview with an amazing Three Keys student from Russia, Ekaterina. Learn from her honesty about what went right and what held her back on her IELTS exam. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. We are here with a super awesome student, and I'm very pleased to welcome Ekaterina to the show. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Paul. And Jessica.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you living right now?
Well, right now I'm living in Belgrade, Serbia. It's the capital of Serbia. But I'm from Russia. I'm a Russian girl. And I have been living here since 2009, and I'm working here and preparing my IELTS test while I'm awesome. Living here last year.
So how many times have you taken the IELTS exam?
Oh, well, it's not a nice question, but I passed IELTS four times.
Four times, okay.
Four-time disaster.
Well, let's talk about that. So You took the test a few times before you got into our course, I suppose.
Yes, I took the test. I took the test three times before I go through your course.
Okay, and if it's not too difficult to talk about, what were your scores before you took the course?
Well, before the last scores, before I enrolled your course, for writing and speaking was 5.5, for reading was 6.5, and for listening was 7.5.
Okay, all right. And after going through our course, what happened to your scores?
Oh, my scores jumped. I passed IELTS in the 3rd of June 2017 after finished your course, and the points was for reading 9.
Oh my god!
Yes, yes, it was incredible for me. For writing 6.5, for awesome. Listening 7.5, and for speaking 6.0. And okay. Overall was 7.5, which is really great.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's amazing. Yes. let's go into some of your preparation. How did we achieve such an amazing increase? That's crazy. So let's start with reading, like a 9 in reading. Can you tell us what do you think allowed you to see such an amazing improvement?
Well, I have precisely idea about it. It was to your suggestion, first of all, to mention the keywords while I'm reading, and to trust to my intuition, to trust myself, not to think too much about answers. And the second one is to read New York Times every day while I take my first cup of coffee. At least one article a day, maybe two. I subscribe on New York Times, and at least for 1 month and a half, I live with it in the morning. It was really hard for when I start reading it, but later It was simply, and for at the end it was funny. It was I start to enjoy to read New York Times.
And, that's fantastic.
Yes, and it really helps.
I think that is such an important message for listeners, though, because we have questions sometimes, like, because we, Lindsay and I always talk about the New York Times, and students are like, I tried to read this and it was way too hard. Like, I'm discouraged. But guys, listen to you, Katerina. It does get easier. Like with any habit, with any skill that you're practicing, of course it's tough at first. But it does get easier. Katerina, I'm curious. Do you think that this habit, do you think you're going to continue this? Are you going to keep reading the newspaper?
Yes, I continued reading New York Times and USA Today, because the second one is simpler. And yes. It's simpler, but I start with USA Today, but I saw the difference between New York Times, the vocabulary, and the ideas in New York Times are on the higher level. And in the USA Today, it's more interesting, and it's when my brain completely tired, I read that. And I still continue reading it because I need to pass IELTS one more time for the next level. But I enjoy it. It's not a hard task.
I love it. I love that we've encouraged this habit for you. That's fantastic. And guys, that is a really good tip. USA Today is it's noticeably lower level than the New York Times. So if you are beginning your IELTS journey, then USA Today is a good place to start because it is definitely not as difficult as the New York Times. So you said that you need to take the test again. Why?
Because I need higher score. I need to have 8 on listening and at least 7 or on others. I need it for my immigration process for Canada. Easy entry system, it's a reason. I need to go forward.
Okay, I get it. So how long did you prepare? Did you do our 30-day plan or our 60-day plan?
I do your 30-day plan.
Okay, cool. I really think that if you go back through, like, mm-hmm. you don't have to do all the practice activities again, but reviewing the strategies and looking at the 60-day plan and taking some of those activities that are not on the 30-day plan, and creating your own personal study plan between now and your next test date. Do you have your next test date already registered?
No, in my plan, first, I will go for holiday, and I need my brain to refresh, to restart, and I come back at the middle of July, and after that, I want to make my own plan, and I will use your plan, but I want to be more precisely in these daily activities and not to force myself too much, because I think I do too much listening test 1 week before my last exam, and it was exhausting. Oh. It was a mistake, and I did too much writing test, and I want to avoid this mistake for my next preparation. Totally. And I will decide. I will choose between 19 August or maybe the first days of September. I still not decide yet these two periods.
How much is too much? You know, like what was the extent of the over preparation? Like, mm-hmm. how many tests did you do right before your exam?
Well, I made at least 2 listening a day.
Oh my gosh, Ekaterina!
Yes, and I think that it's too much because I didn't go forward on my listening. It doesn't help. Something wrong, and I wrote at least 3 essay a week, and maybe on the last week I wrote 5, and it's really too much.
Oh man. Okay, Katerina, now you and I had a couple one-on-one classes together. I remember these. I enjoyed these. You're a very fun student to work with. I don't think I gave you that advice, did I?
Yes, you gave it for me, but my professionalism impressed me. Do a bit more. I think, I can do a bit more, but it's not a bit.
You know, there's, yeah, it's like this false idea of like, if a little is good, then more is better. Ooh. And that, like that, that strategy doesn't really work for IELTS. I think, you know, that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on the show today, because, you obviously increased your scores by a huge, impressive amount. And yet, like, even when you posted your scores in the closed Facebook group, you're like, I know these are good, but I need to do better. So that's why I wanted to talk to you today, so we could have some lessons for the other students out there. This is a great lesson, you guys. If you try to do too much, especially in the 2 weeks before your exam, you are going to hurt your chances on test day. Like, just like Ekaterina just said, you know, I feel like sometimes I give this advice to students and they're like, oh, but you don't know. I'm going to do so much practice and I know it's going to help me. But guys, like, take it from this awesome student. Two listening tests a day. Like, oy, that's so much. Okay, so let's go back into the specific scores. Now, writing. I know you need a 7, but still, you increase that score by a whole band point. What do you think helped you there? Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to increase your next IELTS scores, just like Ekaterina, who went from a 6.5 to a 9 in reading, a 5.5 to a 6.5 in writing, check out our course, guaranteed to increase your next scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Well, the main point for writing was your advice to make my own structure, and I use your structure and a bit modified it. But when we have our lesson, you tell me to go deeper, to use more advantages and disadvantages, and to use more adverbs and etc. And I cannot do it, I believe, on my writing on the exam day. And it's up to anxiety. Okay. I believe that anxiety on writing and on speaking blocked me. And I cannot use this advice. I explain all, and on the task it was something about political, and I speak and I wrote about Trump. It's one of the and the one part of the essay, but in the other part of the essay, I did not get some good example. It wasn't so it wasn't so precisely, so detailed. I lose this advice. I lost it.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a really valuable reflection though, mm-hmm. that, this advice of being specific, of having strong ideas, goes towards all of your scores, guys. And obviously, like, Ekaterina did good enough to get a 6.5, but I think you nailed it right there. Like, that's the difference between a 6 and a 7, between a 7 and an 8, is the cohesiveness, right, of these detailed ideas. So, like, maybe if we took apart that essay you wrote on test day, maybe, like, paragraph 2 about Trump would have been, like, an 8, but paragraph 3, maybe it was a little bit wandering, a little bit too general, and then that was, like, a 6. You know what I mean?
Yes, I believe that it was my example. What happens?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you would like the same access to the preparation that Ekaterina has been going through and will go through again, you can go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and check out our resources. You can also go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check out our course and that personal coach package. Okay, cool. So, I really like that you know, like, you have really clear ideas of what you're going to work on. And I really think this idea of slowing down your preparation, right? Mm-hmm. Taking some of that pressure off, because 30 days, that is a lot of pressure to fit in all of these ideas and manage the amount of time that you're using, right? Because you're time gets shorter and shorter, and then you get more and more anxious. So having this opportunity to spread out the practice, knowing that you've already increased your scores and knowing how to keep increasing them, I think that's going to be fantastic, right? Because then you're not, it's like you're practicing anxiety almost. So doing all of those essays in the week before your exam, like the 5 essays the week before your exam, I don't imagine you were feeling great for each of those practices. So it's like we're cementing this idea that writing makes us nervous, right? That writing stresses us out. So being able to slow down, do maybe a couple essays a week, I think that's going to make a big difference. Okay. So about listening, 7.5 is still great, right?
Yeah,
You felt like something got in your way on test day. Was it the anxiety?
No. About listening, it was spelling mistakes. It was stupid spelling mistakes. And I know 2 words in which I made a mistake. It was harvest, and I just blocked how to spell it, and reels, something like this, and I hear the word, but I don't know how to spell.
and I
tried to find the right spelling, but it was not right.
When I
leave the exam in the room, I check on the Google, and of course, oh God, how I do it. No, I did it.
Oh, painful. Maybe. You know, but spelling, I mean, especially with these easy words and coming from such a high level as you are, that's anxiety. You know these words. And so I think that comes down to anxiety as well. But one thing that I'm not sure if I talk to you about this activity, but with some other students I have, there's one resource in our roadmap, in our study plan, ESL Lab. I will link to it in this blog post, guys. Go back to our website, ielts.allearsenglish.com, and search Ekaterina, and you will find this episode. But there's a site, esllab.com, and they have listening quizzes for like every level, general and academic. So going back to basics a little bit and doing some of the beginner and the intermediate level practices, those are using the common easy words, right? Like these are the words that we tend to not spell because we're not using them as often when you're so advanced. So I think going back and using those just for spelling, just to check the spelling, is really useful. Okay, so let's talk about your speaking, because listeners, you can hear Ekaterina is fluent. Like, she has no problem expressing herself. You did increase your score, but obviously, like, you need more. So tell us about your speaking exam experience.
Well, here in Belgrade, in Serbia, the organization of IELTS is strange. We have our speaking test 2, 3, or 5 days before the other part of the exam. And I receive the checkpoint for speaking test maybe 7 days before, and I need to organize my time for it. And anxiety comes. And to be honest, I drink a bit whiskey before I go into exam, just to calm down, maybe to sip, not a lot. And I come a bit early, and I sit and I wait, and the anxiety comes, and I feel my heart beating in my stomach, and I try to relax, to do some meditation practice, and etc.
Yeah.
But I come inside to the room. It was a nice British lady. I met her in the previous exam. It come back me for the past. And I feel good in the first part. When we have our lesson before, you saw that I have problem in the first part. I was boring. I have no pronunciation, and it was really disaster. And in real speaking, I changed this part one. I speak normally, and I received the cue card, which I was prepared before with some piece of dress. Some piece of clothing.
Yeah, and, I know that one.
And I think that anxiety comes in that moment, because when I start speaking about cue cards, I forget all. I can speak, but it was on, and I was blocked, and I forget all details about it. I speak 2 minutes. But for my opinion, it was disaster. I tell a story, but without any specific details, a small amount of specific details. Yeah. And after that, on the speaking part 3, I should compare the type of clothes, how people dressed in Russia in the office, dressed women or men. And I answer something, but I was completely crushed with anxiety and with the idea that my eyes speak not good in the card, in the cue card.
Yeah,
and it was a problem.
Through,
yes,
yeah.
and I was under pressure from it. And it was different from my previous test, because this, I start good. And I use your idioms about Looney in the bus, and I speak it in the part one. I tell you about part one, about that about that situation, and I don't remember. And I use these specific details, but after blocked.
Well, that's the danger, because honestly, I mean, part one is just sort of a warm up, and where you really cement your score, like where. I think where the examiner really starts sort of pinpointing your score is in part two. So even if you're like super awesome at part one, and then you just go downhill from there, like it's really difficult to come back from that. Mm-hmm. How did you practice for speaking part two before your test? Did you do a lot of cue cards?
Yes, I did the huge amount of cue cards. I don't know how short amount. I worked with my Serbian teacher for the last 6 months, and we do a lot of cue cards. I can't remember. We have one book, after that other book, after that we go through all cue cards from all Cambridge books, and etc.
You know, Ekaterina, I think this goes towards the same issue of over practicing. I think In the next weeks, months leading up to whenever you register again, I think the issue is taking the anxiety out.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's the problem in all the sections. You're obviously able to speak English really well, and you deserve to do this on the exam, right? So I think focusing more on just speaking without anxiety. So that means just conversation, just a speaking partner from the course in the Facebook group, or just talking to yourself, or if you do keep up with the tutor, then don't focus on IELTS. Maybe do like one test a week, you know, just to remember the structure. But other than that, like read a New York Times article that morning, bring it in and tell your teacher about it. Develop conversation about that. It's like the same thing I said before, right? Like we need to practice doing these, performing these skills without anxiety, just to get that feeling like I can do this. I'm not pressured anymore. So I think for you, it's really like just fine tuning your practice. After your vacation, of course, you do deserve a holiday. But then after that, like just work in more of this overall practice without the pressure, and not be so test focused. You know, because you've done it, like you focus on the test a lot. So if that didn't get you what you need, then it's time to like shift that focus a little bit.
Well, it's a really strange idea, Jessica. Now you crash my mind, because I have in my plan when I will come back after my holiday to go through cue card and question part 3 with speaking partners from your post group. Well, it's a new idea. Nice. not focusing on test.
Well, you know, whenever somebody doesn't perform the way that they wanted to, it's a matter of shifting the perspective, right? Like trying to approach the practice from a different angle. So for you, I mean, you're so strong. You deserve such high scores. So don't be afraid to shift that perspective. I think that's also some of the anxiety is like, I have to do 1,000 part two cards in the next 2 weeks. I think that just creates extra pressure. year. You know what I mean? So yes, yeah. After your holiday, Katerina, if you are forming your study plan again, any questions, remember you can post in our closed Facebook group and I could give you advice there.
Thanks a lot for your advice. It's really helpful.
Okay, fantastic. This is such a useful episode. This is like an epic episode today. Katerina, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you a lot.
Okay, guys, so remember, if you would like access to the same system that increase these scores, it's so impressive, then you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, let's wrap it up here. Thanks, Ekaterina, and enjoy your holiday and congrats on your awesome scores.
Thanks a lot one more time, Jessica, and for all guys, use this podcast and use this course. It's really helpful.
Awesome. Thanks again, Trina. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.